I list in this way only a portion of the innumerable devotees of Lord Chaitanya. To describe them all fully is not possible. 160. From each branch of the tree have grown hundreds and thousands of sub-branches of disciples and grand disciples, purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. It was the desire of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that his cult be spread all over the world. Therefore, there is a great necessity for many, many disciples of the branches of the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's disciplic succession. His cult should be spread not only in a few villages or in Bengal or in India, but all over the world. It is very much regrettable that complacent so-called devotees criticize the members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness for accepting sannyas and spreading the cult of Lord Chaitanya all over the world. It is not our business to criticize anyone, but because they try to find fault with this movement, the real truth must be stated. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted devotees all over the world, and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur also confirmed this. It is in pursuit of their will that the ISKCON movement is spreading all over the world. Genuine devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must take pride in the spread of Krishna consciousness movement instead of viciously criticizing its propaganda work. Om Gyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jaina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If someone is following a particular religion, the obvious understanding is that they consider that to be the best, the topmost. That should be the common understanding. Why are you following that? So, Krishnadas Kaviraj, he said about the contribution of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If you're interested in logic and reason, apply it to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his contribution, and you would find it strikingly amazing, wonderful, that there is nothing compared to what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given to the world. There is nothing that comes near to this. So to the degree that we are convinced about what we are following, what we have, to that degree we'll be effective in sharing it with others. When we are convinced about it, we'll take advantage of it. If we're not so convinced, we'll be casual, complacent. So, we can look a bit about some of the elements of what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us. So, devotees all over the world are very eager, very enthusiastic to preach Krishna consciousness. Why? Just because they convince that we have the most complete knowledge of existence, most complete knowledge of God, this world, ourselves, we have the most complete information. Srila Prabhupada says in the introduction to Bhagavad Gita, the study of the Gita entails the comprehension of five basic truths. That was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving his teachings through different individuals. He would reveal different things, like through Haridas Thakur, the glories of the holy name, while teaching Rupa and Sanatan, such deep philosophical insights into our identity, the Lord. So Chaitanya Charitamrita contains quotations from all the scriptures giving the topmost, the essence of what is contained anywhere, everywhere. So Srila Prabhupada, he says that the study of the Gita entails the comprehension of five basic truths. Ishvara, the supreme controller, is described. Jiva, the soul. So when the soul comes in contact with Prakriti, next subject matter, then with material bodies, in course of kala, time, we perform karma activities. Now to understand these five subjects and their interrelation reveals such depth of knowledge that it's difficult to find anywhere in any other scripture. Religion comes basically generally in two broad categories: conditional and constitutional. Conditional means souls are within this world, and in order to help them where they are, their different prescribed duties that come about, different time, place, and circumstances to help individuals in different situations. You may have some Brahmin duty, some Kshatriya duty, some different dharmas like that. But constitutional refers to that understanding of the eternal reality. God exists. Everything comes from him. So we exist, we are eternal. And that connection, that relationship with the Lord, that's Sanatan Dharma. Srila Prabhupada would say, bhaktas engage in bhakti to Bhagavan. That's the only reality. Everything else is superfluous and concocted. That's the reality. Eternal souls, God, and the soul's eternal relationship with God. So many different religions come about when we forget that connection, that relationship. If you go to listen to some religious lecture, someone is presenting some lecture on religion. They're presenting something on religion. If these three categories of knowledge are missing, sambandha, knowledge of our identity and knowledge of our source, that relationship, if that is lacking, abhideya, duty, clear understanding of what we are supposed to do in relation to God, and prayojana, when you do that, what would you attain? What would you obtain? Where would you go? How do you that source reciprocate with us? If information, that detail is not there, then it's not quite. You'll find religious people, sometimes they're very eager to do what they're doing. But if you press them a bit, you would see that knowledge is seriously lacking, detailed information. Like Prabhupada would say, the whole world is speaking God, 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 but it's a big bluff. Because how can you love somebody you don't know? You're speaking God, God, God. Who is God? How can you love somebody you don't know? But from the Vedic scriptures, okay, we can give a definition. Janmadi asetaha. God is the source of everything. Him from whom everything comes. Fine. We'll agree with that. Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. God is the source of everything. Well, if he is the source of everything, that implies that he possesses everything, all opulences. Therefore, another definition is Bhagavan. Sad Aishwarya Purnam. He has these six opulences. Aishwaryasya, Samagrasya, Viryasya, Yashastriya, Jnana, Vairagya, Shaiva, Sanam Bhaga Itigana. Can anyone deny that God is all beautiful? That he is all knowledge? He is all power, wealth, fame, renunciation? But then the point is, who knows about that person? What information do we have about that person? When I was a boy, I used to listen to a radio program out of Barbados called Christ is the Answer broadcast. So there was an introduction, a song that would introduce the program. My Lord can move the highest mountain, make a way across the sea. Later on, I thought, wow, that's Ram and Krishna, lifting mountain and making way across the sea. Huh? Isn't that? That's Ram and Krishna. Prabhupada would say, you know, you would say that, okay, you're saying God is great, God is great. But just how great God is, that you do not know. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of course, he himself is avatar. But he's teaching about avatars, that how the Lord descends to this world, and when he performs activities, he demonstrates his power, his knowledge. And it's not that it's something abstract. If Krishna says in the Gita, Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo, I am the source of everything, he doesn't just talk. He walks his talk. He demonstrates how everything comes from him. He would demonstrate that. If he says, Vedaham Samatitani Vartamanani Charjana, I know everything. But when he speaks Bhagavad Gita, he speaks like that. Jnanam teham savijnanam idam vakshyami asheshataha. That I am telling you everything. Everything about this phenomenal world. Everything about the source of it. Knowing this, there shall be nothing further to be known. That is the standard of information that Krishna is giving. So, of course, always we're interested in, well, what's in it for me? What about me? I am stuck here. I am miserable. Well, it's just a matter of making the connection now. Krishna says, Sevaya mayatidya yoga prokta puratana bhakto sime sakhacheti rahasyam hietad uttamam. That science of the relationship with the Supreme, is told today by me to you, Arjun, because bhaktosi me sakha chiti. Because you're my devotee and my friend, therefore you can understand the transcendental mystery of the science. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed relationship. Jivira Swarupai Nityara Krishna Das, that we are eternal servant of Krishna. But then such detailed information about the rasas. Shantaras, Sakyaras, Madhuryaras, Vatsalyaras, such detailed information about relationship with God. Prabhupada would say, you don't know who your father is? Why don't you know? Krishna is saying, Pitaham Asya Jagato. I am the father of the entire universe. Why don't we know who our father is? Of course, he says, Naham Prakash Sarvasi Yogamaya Samavrita. I am never manifested a foolish and unintelligent. Why? Well, if our desire in this world is just to get bread, just to fill our bellies, well, then our religion will be confined to that. If we see God just as a big cosmic baker, just providing bread, well, then he'll just show you the source where you can get your bread from here, you can get your bread from there. What does Prabhupada would say? Religion means to know God and to love God. So all different levels are there. We're in this world and we want to get these different necessities. But if that is where our consciousness is, that is where our focus is, that's what will be revealed to us. So the different religions in the world exist because. You know, sometimes people, they have this idea. Like God doesn't have it together. You know, if I were God, you know what? I would just make one religion. That won't be confusing, right? There won't be any many scriptures and it won't be contradictions and confusion and all of that. If it's one God, one religion, well, thank God you are not God. Because all we create is trouble and make mess, right? Krishna, having all the living entities as parts and parcels, he knows best how and what is best for us, what to do and everything. So the different levels of religion exist because living entities are situated differently in this world. Some situated in a mode of ignorance, some situated in a mode of passion, mode of goodness, different mixtures of the modes. So in order to take the living entities or to elevate them from different positions where they are situated, the Lord has given suitable practices that can help one to be elevated. For example, just like if someone call you here and they ask you, how do I get to your temple, your place? The first question you'll ask is, well, where are you calling from? Oh, I am on Oxford Street. Well, then you'll give, you know, some direction like that. But if someone calls and they say, well, you know, I'm at Heathrow Airport, then you'll be giving some different directions. But it's to get to the same place. So people may be situated differently and the Lord gives directions. Okay, you know, you apply yourself like this, like that. But it's to get us closer. So that's religious practices introduced in the world, different time, different places. But what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given is Sanatan Dharma, the eternal message. Krishna says, Ye me matang idang nityam anutishtanti manava. My instructions are eternal and it is meant to be followed by human beings. It is giving information about the eternal relationship, the rasas and so on. Constitutional. Because if you're following some religion, but you're not clear about where you are going, what is that place? Where you will be situated? What would you do? It's vague, it's ambiguous. How inspired would you be to follow that? So is there any wonder that for a lot of religious people, okay, we believe in some religion, but we got our navel string buried here in sense gratification. We adopt something on the side. Officially, we follow some religion. But our real business is to enjoy this world. So therefore, we render God as our order supplier. Yeah, we know you're great, right? So if you're that good, well, here I have a list. Give me this, give me that, give me the other. I want this. So I am the enjoyer. You're the servant. God, you are God the servant. I am God the enjoyer. You fulfill my desires. So that's religion also. The Lord is merciful and he makes all those provisions. That's why the Vedas is described as Parama Karunika, supremely merciful. It gives such a vast category, whatever you want. So gradually, people can be elevated. Lowest level, animal life. Just eat, sleep, mate, and defend. That's animal life. So to get us out of animal life, there's karma kant. Okay, you're interested in those things? Well, make some offering, sacrifice. Here are the persons who supply these necessities. So you learn to make some offering and you will enjoy those things. So it's meant to take people out of that animal life. And karma kanda exists on two levels. One level, while you're in this world, you'll get your prosperity, whatever. But the other level is that you will go to the planet of the devatas. You'll go to heaven. So you start understanding, wait a minute, I'm not going in this body. It means you're eternal. So you start getting increased information that I am a soul. So like that, the yoga ladder takes us to different levels. So if we examine Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's contribution to the world, you would see that the teachings, the message of Krishna consciousness, it gives us so much facility that you know God, the all-attractive reservoir of all pleasure, and we can absorb ourselves in names, forms, qualities, pastimes of the Lord. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he demonstrated that by his own example, hearing the glories of the Lord. And that is described as the right medicine. It is amrit. Tavakathamritam tapta jivanam. It is amrit. It is nectar. The descriptions of the glories of the Lord. So, descriptions, Hari Katha, Hari Nam, the glories of the holy names. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Yuga Avatar. Someone was joking that the importance of association in this age of Kali Yuga. Said even when the Lord came, he didn't come alone, he came as Panchatattva, five. So, you know, we have the Lord in 5 feet, just giving so much. Of course, we're reading about so many different branches, so many persons empowered by the Lord. So we have, apart from the description of the glory, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Yuga avatar. And all scriptures may speak about the names of God. Glorious. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the sun, names of the Lord is to be glorified. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually demonstrated how that should be done, how effective it would be. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu demonstrated that. Therefore, we find the Krishna Consciousness Movement, Srila Prabhupada, he came and by his practical example, he taught the importance of the holy name, chanting, and it is such a big part of our spiritual practice. It's not just you just say a prayer and that's it, finish. It's something that the means of connecting. It's not just something saying a prayer. Srila Prabhupada would give the example of being plugged in into bhakti. The iron rod in fire. You just put the iron rod into the fire and you take it out. Doesn't have much effect. But if you keep the iron rod in the fire, Srila Prabhupada said, someone may say, that's not fire, that's an iron rod. Prabhupada said, touch it and you will see. So you keep the iron rod in the fire, it will act like fire. So we keep connected with the Lord through the holy names. And we actually develop. We awaken our Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is lying dormant. Like there is fire within the wood. It's there, but it's not manifest. But if you bring a blazing fire in contact with the wood, then you'll come to the right condition and the fire will manifest. So Srila Prabhupada taught us that technique. It's not just a casual thing. I remember as brahmacharis, we used to have to travel in vehicles in a taxi to go to distribute books. So we were like, you know what the scripture says? Unmadavan nrityati loka bahya, indifferent to public opinion. We used to just sit in a vehicle with other people there just chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You know devotees who do like that? They just like, they alone exist, just, you know, used to do like that. So sometimes, at least I remember one lady asking, you didn't say your prayer this morning? She thought you didn't pray this morning at home. So, people, they don't understand, well, you're supposed to pray all the time. Kirtaniya sadahari or satatang kirtayanto mang. It's not just that, you know, the official japa, I do 4 rounds every day, you know, so you take some austerity and you finish that and, I accomplished my vow. So, kabe habe bolo se din amar. When will that day come when amar aparada guchi, my offenses will cease and shudha nama ruchi, and a taste for the pure holy name will develop. Our mood shouldn't be just to like not feel guilty. Yeah, I finish my rounds. But when will we come to the point of just eagerly wanting to chant and chant and chant. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he displayed the glories of the holy names. Sadhu Sangha also, out of the 64 items of devotional service, Sadhu Sangha take advantage of the association of devotees. It's so important, powerful for that inspiration and strength. So by Sadhu Sangha Nam Kirtan, we'll have that what is required for chanting. Then Bhagwat Shravana, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us, and Srila Prabhupada gave us Bhagwat, which is light. The daily we can see, daily when we hear Srimad Bhagavatam, then it can help us to see clearly, or how we should think, how Krishna consciousness should not be on the back burner. But this is the most important thing in our life. This is our goal. So Bhagwat Shravana, Murti Seva, such wonderful provision that the Lord has appeared out of his causeless mercy in the Archa Vigraha form, giving us opportunity that we can behold his beautiful presence with our material eyes, with our hands. We can serve him in so many ways. Dovetail propensities that it's like people at home. In the morning, they're in front of a mirror and they're doing some puja to themselves, doing some arati to themselves, in front of the mirror. But the devotees, they have opportunity to be focusing on the beautiful form of the Lord, making garlands, dressing the Lord, taking our consciousness away from our material bodies, and we are the center of existence. So Murti Seva, it's such a benediction in our life in Kali Yuga to have conviction about, you know, deity worship. So Srila Prabhupada gave us that. And of course, Dham. Mathura Varsh means where the Lord appears. Great, if we can have the opportunity to go to the holy dham, go to Vrindavan, Mayapur, that's fine. But the place where the Lord appears, the temple of the Lord, we take advantage of dham, the holy place also. So, then the Lord is present within our heart. So merciful. He's within our heart. Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. You have spiritual master, great saintly persons, the association of devotees. So this Krishna consciousness movement is so rich. The elements that we have. So Mahaprabhu has given the order. Amara agyai guru hana tare e desh. On my order, you become guru, you save this land. So everyone has order. We hope nobody just goes start giving people name and thread and so on, right? But we don't have to do that to be guru. Guru, so many categories. Just we can function on behalf of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Everyone can take that order. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say, Amara Gyai, Guru Hana Tare Desh, on my order. So Srila Prabhupada, he made some remarks about people who were critical about, you know, his spreading Krishna consciousness. And Srila Prabhupada went to America. Somebody asked, who gave you permission to go? Of course, he had asked for some help from some of his godbrothers and so on. He wanted to go on their behalf. But they preferred that he do what they wanted him to do. And he wanted to do what Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, his spiritual master, had ordered him to do. So when he did, they asked, who gave you permission? So the Krishna consciousness movement has this purpose, and that's the special mercy of the Sankirtan movement also, that just being part of it, just like the devotees here, they will go on Harinam Sankirtan. That's the Saturday program, right? So just to plug in with the Sankirtan party is such a glorious thing that, you know, people would hear the holy names. So fine if as an individual you can distribute books, you can preach, you can do this, you can do that. But the Sankirtan movement, whatever we do, Srila Prabhupada would say that in the time of war, not everybody may be on the front line, but somebody is cooking, somebody is, you know, doing backup. So the whole Sankirtan movement is such a glorious thing, because the goal is to deliver the fallen souls of this age. That's Mahaprabhu's mission. So just to be part of this makes us very, very dear to Krishna. That's Krishna's business, that the souls of this world be delivered. So Mahaprabhu, he gave that instruction, that you cultivate the Namaruchi, Vaishnava Seva, and Jiva Daya. You serve the Vaishnavas and you show compassion to the fallen souls of this world. So the Sankirtan movement that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us is such a glorious thing that we should consider ourselves very, very fortunate. Because Mahaprabhu said, of the innumerable souls wandering all over the universe, like a football just kicked all over the field, the ones that have received this mercy, their Bhagyabhanjeev, Guru Krishna Kripaya Paya Bhakti Lata Beej, those who have become devotees, those who have received this mercy. Of course, Srila Prabhupada said, those who come to Krishna consciousness, they are fortunate. Those who don't come, they are unfortunate. But if you come and you don't take advantage of it, you are most unfortunate. Because it's like if you're a very poor person and you become a millionaire, but then you just gamble and you lose everything, and you're a fool. So the idea is to get the highest thing. We should know that we should count our blessings. We're very fortunate to receive this mercy, because the whole planet of human beings, and they may be very religious, very pious, and all of that, but not everyone has that good fortune to get that bhakti lata bij, that awakening, that faith that we're eternal servants of Krishna. So that's our good fortune. So I'll stop here. Anyone have any question, any comment?